question. Il y a eu le conservation des films pour Jean-Paul.
Yes.
No, the dog eats the homework.
That's right.
The dog ate the homework.
But maybe you start without the homework. Real homework.
May I ask a Quranic a question about a phrase in the Quran, and if it's related to al-Falaj? Okay, I think it's either Surah 41, verse 53, or Surah 53, verse 41. Anyway, the actual little phrase is Ana al-Haq. And in the translations I read, they say, this is the truth. It's part of an ayat. And I was just wondering, was al-Halaj's statement that we hear as Ana al-Haq based on that little phrase in the Quran? My translation said, this is, but we've always been told that he said, I am Haq. Do you know if in the tradition, is there any talk of there being related?
Does this mean you want to make it more complicated?
First
of all, Quranic questions, I don't find myself qualified to answer them. Just to begin with. Because of a lot of difficulties injected in it. When you say Quran, what do you mean? Let me start there.
The Holy Book of the Muslims.
See? When you say Quran to me, that's not what my understanding is. Skimping only Muslims intentionally or unintentionally made by institutionalized religion is something I was very concerned about from childhood, because there are a lot of different representation of any religion. I don't know how you dealt with it, or you had a problem with that or not, but I had. Because of two different reasons. One was that I was aware that I was born in a very strange atmosphere. Very strange. Because it was a mixture that shouldn't mix, but it was mixed. I was born in a time that one interpretation of materialism dialectic was very publicized, and it was the fashion. When I was born, you were chic if you were extreme left. So either you were communist or you were not counted intellectual. This was within intellectual people, which were absolute minority, but they pretended they are majority. Another era was the old-fashioned way, which they were almost extreme right. They were religious. We as children were caught in between, especially me, because my father was representative of the new modern approach, scientific, blah, 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 and my grandfather was a mushtarik. So you see the dilemma. Then, more than that, I was attending two different schools. One was my father's school, which was the school as you may know it. The other one was the old-fashioned way that no one attended, except they wanted to become a mullah or thing like that. A sheer coincidence and complication, which I consider it normal in my life, because every aspect of my life was that. I was attending that school as well, without my father knowing about it. So every single day I was exposed to these two different schools. I don't know if... I don't want to go to details with this very funny situation. But I have this problem, so what? What can I do? Especially because the religious people, they use the language as a weapon. And I understood it right at the beginning. Because I studied right at the beginning. Learning the modern alphabet, the way Iranian did, and learning it the old-fashioned way. The old, maybe a couple of generations back, will do. So, two different ways to learn even the alphabet. And I knew that the language is very important. And we were having two different languages. Imagine if you have learned Latin in childhood, being in a Catholic school, and you will learn Latin. So for the child, I believe it's not that difficult to pick up the that. They're using a language differently. The new language was easy to learn, and everybody knew it, and the newspaper, everybody was talking it. The other one was another language. It was Arabic. Then the dilemma was, I learned that this Arabic is not the Arabic language. Because we have Arab families, and for summer vacation they choose the best area in Iran to come, which was the city I was born in. So, I realized that you're talking another language. This Quranic language is different, it's archaic. And everybody is playing with it. So for each word, there are different meaning presented to you. What can you do for that? This dilemma was solved for me because of one exceptional teacher. I went to him and I could talk to him. This may sound bizarre to you because in that day you cannot talk to the teachers because they don't talk to you. They say things to you only. I found someone to ask a question and I said, "What is this? What should I do?" He taught me something that I'm teaching you. He said, yes, the language is like this. But there is a key to that. You could know what the real basic meaning of a word is by knowing the basic of the language, the grammar. You learn a little bit Arabic grammar, but that's a piece of cake for you. You will learn it. He taught me how to do it. I learned it and it saved a hell of time and energy for me. Not to solve the problem, but not to be very frustrated. And that was the beginning of the word. I learned it, I practiced it, and I'm used to it. Therefore, when you say Quran, to me, the main thing is readable. Something to read. Because I know grammatically, qara'a is the reading, and Quran is something to be read. Not the Holy Book. Because the Holy Book is a concept added to that book. If you use that word only for that book, is something. If you're just talking about something, then another meaning is there. So the second important thing he told me is that do not challenge yourself with the Quran easily, because it's a poem. It's a poetic language. So translating it just superficially is dangerous. So I realized, where could I be trapped? That's why I'm posing you this question. What do you mean by that? Yes, an alhab. Ask an Iranian. I said, what does it mean an alhab? They will tell you that it says that I am the God. Do you remember I insisted that you learn at least 9 different words? And the 9th was God. I don't start with God. Because that's the most confusing and unclear meaning there. The first thing I know, there is the school of law. What is the name of the school of law in Iran? It's the faculty of Huquq. It's Haq. Because law is Haq. Correctness is Haq. True is Haq. Truth is Haq. All of it together. Nobody could say Haq doesn't have this meaning. Because it's inclusive like that because of Arabic language. Arabic language is based on a very simple rule. Normally, let's put the exception aside, normally the verb has three alphabets. And those three alphabets will remain the same. Nobody could change them. You will add something to the beginning, here, here, or at the end, to make it work, to give you the different meanings of that verb. This is the same thing in Arabic and Hebrew, both. The difference is, in Arabic, because they don't have any alphabet for the sounds, actually, the vocal one, vowels. The Arabs, they don't have an alphabet. They put some sign on top or the bottom, right? In Hebrew, no, they write it down. Therefore, looking at the word, you will not find those three alphabets clearly, because